Hello everyone, welcome to the Young Filmmakers Podcast with Colton Urquhart, and I'm your host, Colton Urquhart. This show isn't just for young filmmakers, it's for any indie filmmakers trying to go big in the film industry, or if you're just someone really interested in how the filmmaking process works out, or that a 14-year-old has a podcast and he's lecturing you about how to make movies. So let's get it on to the Young Filmmakers Podcast with Colton Urquhart. Hello everyone, this is episode 5 of the Young Filmmakers Podcast, and I'm your host, Colton Urquhart, as you already know. And today's podcast will be about the political and world headline movie, The Interview, starring James Franco, Seth Rogen, and Randall Park. Dave Skylark, James Franco, and his producer, Aaron Rappaport, played by Seth Rogen, run the popular celebrity tabloid TV show, Skylark Tonight. When they discover that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is a fan of the show, they land an interview with him in an attempt to legitimize themselves as journalists. As Dave and Aaron prepare to travel to Pyongyang, their plans change when the CIA recruits them, perhaps the most unlikely candidates, to take out Kim Jong-un. This was one of the biggest movies in the world outside of the US and caused some real threats to be placed against us involving annihilation and war, but I'll get right back to that after this. And now, a short break from the podcast to thank one of our sponsors who cannot have done this without. So thank you so much, and here's their short message for you. Welcome back everyone, so now it's time for some fun facts and quotes, and I'll get right into it. So the song in the beginning was a song from the movie where a young North Korean girl was singing about propaganda about how the US is so bad, and it's a really funny scene. And the fun fact is that a news station in Greece put it on the air and said that it was real propaganda against the US, but it was actually just a scene from this movie. On June 25th, 2014, North Korea's official Korean Central News Agency condemned the film, without naming it, promising a merciless retaliation if the film is released. Making and releasing a film on a plot to hurt our top-level leadership is the most blatant act of terrorism and war, and will absolutely not be tolerated, KCNA said, citing a government spokesman. With all the support from politicians and celebrities such as George Clooney, Sean Penn, Michael Moore, and even President Obama, Sony Pictures Entertainment decided to release the film on the original release date of December 25th, 2014 in select theaters and video on demand. The mineshaft used in the movie is located in Vancouver, British Columbia, and is where Seth Rogen's father used to take him as a kid on weekends. The opening logo for this film is not the usual present Columbia Pictures logo. Instead, it's the 1960s Columbia that was used. In late 2014, Sony Pictures was the victim of a major hack of their computer systems, in which confidential corporate information and several unreleased complete movies were posted for public consumption. Among reams of other information, the budget for this movie was released, revealing, among other things, the film's total cost, $44 million, the salaries of its stars, including $8.4 million for co-writer, co-director, and co-star Seth Rogen, $6.5 million for co-star James Franco, and $500,000 for Kevin Federline, who made a cameo appearance. There were also line items in the budget for $74,000 for two tigers, their handlers, and special tiger accommodations for one scene, as well as $250 for a table of weed, coke, pills, and panties, although only $241 was spent. The FBI announced it had credible evidence the hack was orchestrated by North Korea in retaliation for the film's storyline, which involves a plot to kill the real North Korean leader, a claim that was quickly denied by the North Korean government. In one interview, Seth Rogen stated that he considered, among other unnamed actors, Matt Damon for the role of Dave Skylark before James Franco was cast. Also, Brad Pitt was considered for a role, but he declined. The film was originally about Jong Kim, but the project was put on hold until he died, and the film was about his son, Jong-un Kim, who was chosen when Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg realized that he was closer to their age. On December 17, 2014, the film was threatened by a group that calls themselves GOP, the Guardians of Peace, the ones behind the Sony attacks. The threat mentioned attacks to any movie theaters that played this film. They also referenced 9/11 in their emails. Theater chains like AMC and Regal pulled the film from release in concern that their customers would not be safe. The next day, December 18th, 2014, Sony Pictures announced that they would not show the film and pulled the film from its Christmas-wide release date. Sony added they did not have plans to release the film on VOD or DVD. The movie was ultimately released to select theaters, video on demand, and bootleg websites on December 25th, 2014. And that's it for some fun facts, and now on to some quotes. And just a disclaimer, some of these quotes have some bad words, so I'll try to keep it to a minimum. And yeah, so here's the quotes that don't have as much bad words as the other ones, because there's a lot. So, the CIA would love it if you two could take him out. Take him out. Take him out for drinks? No. Take him out. Take out, like, to dinner? Take him out to a meal? Take him out on the town to a party? No. Take him out. You want us to assassinate the leader of North Korea? Yes. What? And so here's another one. This whole time, I thought you were Samwise to my Frodo, but you're just Boromir. I don't know who the f*** that is. I don't know who Boromir is. That's just a Boromir thing to say. And another one. Holy f*** moly, is that real? It was a gift to my grandfather from Stalin. In my country, it's pronounced Stallone. You're so funny, Dave. And I know I didn't really try very hard on the acting on these quotes, but I promise I will next time. And that's all for the semi-clean and clean quotes, but everyone, this is a hilarious movie, and I highly recommend it if you like comedy films or James Franco and Seth Rogen. The interview is available on Netflix, Hulu, iTunes, Vudu, Amazon Prime, and YouTube. So thank you so much for listening, and I hope you like the podcast, and I'm very close to finishing a new stand-up piece, so stay posted for that. And also, I'm nearly finished with construction on my new studio, so the quality, writing, amount, and everything about my content will greatly improve. And that's all for today, so here's my outro. Thanks for listening. If you like this episode, then listen to more every week on Google Podcasts, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts by searching for the Young Filmmakers Podcast with Colton Urquhart. If you want to contact us, then our phone number is 775-842-5051. Email us at coltonurquhart@gmail.com or visit our website, sudokuproductions.com. Thank you for listening, and we hope you enjoyed this podcast, and we'll see you next week.